Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. One man has died and another is in hospital with serious injuries after a shooting outside a pub in Sydney. Ambulance and police were called to the Harold Hotel, where police say two people were shot multiple times by unknown attackers. One witness spoke to Channel 9.
And then when I walked around the corner, I saw the guy had been, that'd been shot, one of them had been shot, was lying on the ground. So I ran up to him, and then probably 30 seconds later, some doctors and some other ladies that were inside the Harold Hotel came out.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has dismissed nationwide protests demanding an end to the Gaza war. He is defending his government's decision to bring more soldiers into Gaza and occupy Gaza City.
Our continued security control over the Strip is just one of our conditions for ending the war, conditions that Hamas refuses to accept. We insist not only that Hamas be disarmed, we also insist that Israel enforces the demilitarization of the Strip over time by taking continuous action against any attempt to arm and organize any terrorist element.
Hamas says Israel's plans are like a new wave of genocide and displacement. Health authorities in Gaza say Israel has killed more than 61,000 Palestinians since October 7, 2023. Several people have spray-painted outside New South Wales Parliament as part of a rally against the state's protest laws. The group says they want the Premier to change the laws. They say limit people's ability to protest.
No to genocide, no to ecocide, yes to protest, now, now, now.
We're here today to call on Premier Chris Minns to start respecting the role of protest in our democracy. We're calling on him to tear up his repressive anti-protest laws.
500 robots from 16 countries have competed at the World Humanoid Games in Beijing. The robots ran, played soccer, and boxed over 3 days. They did not beat human records, but Gao Yuan from China's Unitree Robotics Company says the event showed what they can do.
We participated in these games not just to win a gold or silver medal. Our biggest win is not being the champion, but showing everyone the charisma of our mass-produced robots. What matters the most is keeping up the healthy development of our industry.
And that's the latest SBS News in Easy English.